What's a very attractive boy to man called?
Prince.
Okay. What about a very attractive girl or woman?
Angel. Movie star.
Okay.
Model.
Okay. What would you, do you have a word for the kind of person that studies a lot, maybe too much, you know, in the library all the time? Bookworm, okay, what about somebody who goes to the teacher and tries to
play on those?
Okay. Any other name school besides that?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you go to school?
Foreman.
Okay, now, what if you said, tell me roughly what your school history was there and go through the different stages.
Okay, from first grade on?
Yeah.
The
school, the schools you went to and what?
First school I went to was a school that was divided in grades 1 through 5 in the same building. It was one block from my house, so I walked to school on a bicycle, of course, except in the winter months. The next school was 6 through 9, which was a junior high school, which was a block in the opposite direction from my house, so I always walked. At the beginning of the 7th grade, right before Christmas, our school was being remodeled and it burnt down. So therefore, we had to share the high school building. And that same year, they changed the 6th grade. They changed that same year that I was in 7th grade. They changed the whole districting of the schools. We had 1 through 3, and then we had 4 through 6 out at another school that was kind of out in a rural area. And then back in town, there we had 7 through 9 in the high school, which was about a mile from my house, and 10 through 12. The school burned down, so we had to share, so we went to school from 7:30 in the morning until 12:30 in the afternoon, and the high school came in from 12:30 in the afternoon until 6:30 at night. So we had all of our athletics were cut to a minimum for 3 years. And after I was graduated from 9th grade, or was graduated from 10th grade, they opened a new school, so I was always in that high school building from the 7th grade through the 12th. And in high school, was involved in all athletics and in theater and in the Beta Club and other clubs when there wasn't a band or anything musically inclined.
Okay, now what were the names of that school? I missed the name of that school.
It was Portland Elementary and then Portland Junior High, Portland High School, and when they redistricted, they called it North Portland, which was 1 through 3, South Portland. 4 through 6, 4 junior high, 7 through 9, 4 high school, 9 through 10 through 12.
Okay. What kind of fence is usually found around a playground?
A chain link fence.
Okay. What are some terms for this kind of building here?
Athletic complex or gymnasium or just gym.
Okay. What do they call a place with a toilet bar in school?
A bathroom. That's true.
Okay. You ever heard of bathroom?
Yeah.
You wouldn't use it, though.
No.
What kinds of kids went to your school? Racial, religious, nationality, groups, and so on. What kind of name did you ever hear associated with those groups?
Predominantly middle class whites, very few blacks, probably not more than one of any other nationality in the entire school. 10 through 12 had 500 students. Really wasn't a lot of name calling except for the typical names such as nigger and honky, which everyone grows up with.
Mm-hmm.
Very close situation. You know almost everybody in the entire school, and you can name them.
Okay, let me ask you if you know any derogatory terms or any slang terms at all about any of these groups. First of all, Oriental.
Chink.
Okay. Is that Roman Catholic?
No.
What about Protestant, particularly fundamentalist sex?
No.